It's 7 after the hour. Monday is upon us. You have made it to the 14th of May, and now you have an hour to listen to me and Rich McFadden go through some of the big issues of the day, stories upon which we believe discussion will be built today. Jennifer Horn, I think, will be back here tomorrow, so we'll have time to make this another great American day in our way. How many people are talking about the gay marriage issue? Some people report that yesterday in church, or churches, there was a lot of discussion, Rich, about this. And depending on where you are, I guess, in the spectrum, would depend on, I mean, the conversation in the churches would depend upon where you live and the spin that ministers and priests and rabbis, clergymen in general put on this. I find it troubling, frankly, that there's this much conversation. Apparently, the reason it was brought up in churches is because President Obama said that he talked with members of the clergy before he made his decision to come out saying that he believed that it was okay to be married, same-sex marriage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That was after he talked with members of his fundraising teams.
He struggled.
Then the clergy.
Right. He struggled to make the decision. And so one minister said that he counseled the president. President called him. This is a minister someplace out in Maryland. I'm not sure exactly. Where's Clinton, Maryland? How far is that?
Clinton, Maryland. Not too far. Half hour. No.
All right. So it would make sense that he'd call somebody there. Apparently he reached out on the phone to a number of ministers and clergy before he made his announcement. But I think what you said is more apt. It's how many people are going to support. This is cynical, no question about that, and maybe sounds a little sarcastic.
Father raised me lots of bucks for my election. What do you think about this?
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Always the way to check in here with our discussion of the issues of the day. Help yourself. You can go online to Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Also Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. The John Travolta story continues to, I guess the name.
More?
Yes, more. Every day there seems to be another person or two or three that come out and say, as a matter of fact, this last one goes to January 16th. The fact that he now changes his story, that is John Travolta, about this circumstance. But since last week when this became an issue, or it's, Richie says it's the worst-kept secret in Hollywood, I give the guy the benefit of the doubt. What this does, though, on top of the gay marriage issue, to have stories like this about John Travolta and his sexual preference, is that the right word?
I guess it is.
Yeah. The way that it is played and the way that this is being reported as sexual assault. See, this is why people get confused about the gay marriage issue and gay lifestyle, because the news media does its best to twist and turn this into a salacious sort of thing. Not that Travolta,
how do you mean,
doing some of the things that he is accused of doing is a-okay. Well,
right.
The business about what happens, how many eyebrows are raised when the John Travolta sexual assault situation presents itself. John Travolta has been accused by a number of masseurs and masseuses and what do they call them? If you're a massage therapist, I'm not sure these are massage therapists. I think they're more masseuses.
Right.
Anyway,
I don't think which one is the masculine and which one is the feminine.
Yeah.
Masseur is the masculine, right?
Masseur is the masculine.
I don't think many masseuses are saying anything.
But
I think it's all guys.
Saying, our whole discussion of the gay lifestyle and gay marriage, all of these sorts of things, when they get thrown into the same kind of, people consider the same, they think this is all the same discussion, because all gay people are like John Travolta, and they don't want anything to do with John Travolta and his sexual persuasion or perversion. Do you see what I'm saying? It's unfortunate that the discussion of these two things sort of come hand in hand, or go hand in hand. That may be even a bad choice of words, but it wasn't meant to be. So it's just, it becomes a circus. The whole discussion of these issues becomes a circus.
Can I complete your hat trick?
Number three.
This new drug that they're talking about to prevent AIDS.
Yeah.
I find myself in a little bit of a quandary as to why you would take a drug to prevent AIDS instead of just...
not having sex with another man?
Well, instead of just having not having
behavior.
Sex and not having avoiding that risky behavior, whether it be drugs, whether it be unprotected sex with somebody that you question, be it male or female, or whether it be having the type of sex with another man that might cause you to have that.
Mm-hmm. I think the answer may be in the question.
Yeah, I mean,
the answer is in the question. That's it. What else? It's very frustrating to have so much time spent on this sort of thing when there are so many other things to talk about. For example, the 50 mutilated bodies, chopped up body parts, thrown across a highway in Mexico, found yesterday afternoon, the corpses dumped there by the drug gang killers. And how it is that all of these people... I mean, they can't even identify them. They're hacked up so much.
Well, they're very specifically hands, feet, heads gone.
Yeah.
So that you can't identify them. But they're going to try to anyway.
Yeah. But what kind of a country is Mexico? Ooh. What kind of a place? And why is it that we here where we are? And this is an argument, by the way, for people who say we ought to open up the borders and let all these people who are being pursued by these bloodthirsty curs. Why the hell do we just send, you know, this is a war. Mexicans obviously can't handle it. They can't handle much of anything. So is it time for us to really seriously consider annexing Mexico? The Mexican government would probably be for it. Lots of oil down there. So why don't we just clean this mess up by doing that?
Here's what I would propose.
Okay, Rich.
All of the people here that buy and use the drugs that cause these wars down in Mexico should be the ones that are drafted and then sent down on the front lines in Mexico to fight the war.
Right. Good idea.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea. What do you think?
If you're a druggie, get ready to get drafted so that you can go down and fight the war that basically you have helped cause.
When you get arrested for drug use, you don't go to jail, you go to Mexico.
Exactly.
That's how you do it.
Get a uniform, a rifle,
yep.
6 weeks worth of training.
Help yourself.
Knock yourself out, dude.
800-510-8255. There's something you haven't heard proposed by anybody else. How would you like to find a skincare cream that works? Every time you buy something new, you're putting a risk of irritation onto your skin. A lot of these things don't work, you know that. A lot of these skin things do not work. Skin gets irritated. Could just be a waste of money for products that do not work. That is why it would be good for you to try Brilliance by Chaminex. Brilliance, breakthrough ingredients proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, overall pigmentation. You're guaranteed to be satisfied with this product, and as a matter of fact, you'll have astonishing results. They guarantee that. Brilliance by Chaminex will brighten and beautifully even your skin tones. This time of year, people are very concerned about how they look, how their skin looks. So be finished. Be finished with those embarrassing brown age spots on your face, your neck, your hands. Call now for a limited time. It's absolutely risk-free. This is a great phone number. I know it. Just to use this phone number, you'll call to order Brilliance because the number is so easy to remember, so much fun. 800-555-5555. Woo! That's enough. That's fun. Just doing this commercial using that number. 800-555-5555. Stop searching and let the folks at Chaminex do the hard part by providing the most effective product that you can buy to make your skin the most beautiful it can be. 800-555-5555. guaranteed to work or your money back. It's called Brilliance by Chaminex. 800-555-5555. Charlotte likes it, too.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. The three top executives at the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, have been fired but allowed to resign in wake of the $2 billion announcement. They made risky trades and lost $2 billion of basically your money. This is a bank that was bailed out. They invested over the people who oversaw the trades, the chairman, 55-year-old Ina Drew, and two of her traders were described as making a big mistake.
I think.
Jeez.
Hey, can I give you the upside?
The upside, Richie.
Somewhere out there, somebody made $2 billion.
All right. Ms. Drew is the most powerful woman on Wall Street. Her resignation marks a shocking fall from grace. She made $14 million last year in her role as the head of J.P. Morgan Chase. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but they're players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete.
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Coconut Grove, Florida, many residents were caught off guard and sent into a panic when the military conducted late-night training exercises that included loud explosions, gunfire, and hovering helicopters. As we call that in L.A., Friday night. We just call that Friday night. But I guess in Palm, yeah, it's a huge field out here.
You hear about this, you guys? Members of the Geek Squad are complaining that Best Buy is making them work off the clock. But the Geek Squad got revenge. Today, they took a red audio cable and put it in the yellow visual input. Yes, that's right. The Geek Squad was forced to work overtime. You can tell they're busy. In fact, last week they had to cancel 9 Star Wars reenactments. It was just, they're too busy.
There's Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon, 25 after the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, the focus on a little bit of fun. Monday morning, Rich McFadden and I are going through some of the things that you may find interesting conversationally. May I go down a road that I often go down with more detail. I'll try to get a number of things done in this hour, so I won't spend a whole lot of time on this now. But there's a couple of actually pretty good examples that I've come across, Rich. The government... We often think of the government in terms of it being out of control.
Right.
Okay. So, listen to this.
Okay.
U.S. Representative Tom Rooney of Florida is chairman of the House Agriculture Subcommittee.
Uh-oh.
And he has co-sponsored a bipartisan bill called Preserving America's Family Farms.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason... This
Sounds
was,
good.
Okay, well, the reason this was introduced was to counter new regulations that have been put forth for family farms and family farmers by the Obama administration. The Labor Department announced that they wanted to require the implementing of the following rules. Everybody, please pay attention to this because this is about as sick. And you know that I'm an agrarian. I'm a family farmer. Been on farms. Been around cows all my life. Have a dairy farm now. So listen to this. So if you're a farmer,
just to get this straight, the bill that's being proposed by this guy in Florida
is to overturn the Obama administration's proposal to restrict family farm operations. The new mandates would prohibit anybody under the age of 18 who is a farm family member from being around animals without adult supervision. Children under 18 could not participate in any livestock practices handling animals that were more than 6 months old.
Get out of here.
I'm reading it from a piece of paper. All right. Couldn't operate farm machinery that was over 20 horsepower. Couldn't work at tasks that were over 6 feet off of the ground.
Pretty much kills the 4-H.
Couldn't work. That's exactly what I was going to say. 4-H and FFA completely destroyed by this proposed regulation. The language is so specific, Rich, it bans youth from operating a battery-powered screwdriver or a pressurized garden hose. This is how crazy, how stupid, how out of control this government is. All right?
Those, I think about going to the county fair and seeing those kids with their pigs.
Illegal.
Or their goats.
Illegal.
Or their bunnies.
Illegal. Illegal. This is how out of control this country has gone down the tubes. And not only that, here's another one that'll send you. Those of you in California, you probably join me in getting an assessment to your property. I got a bill for $23 for a brush clearance inspection fee on my property. I have two potted plants out front. All right? You don't think this country's in trouble? Oy. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With summer travel season around the corner, a number of airlines are starting to pay attention to where people want to go, and a number of them are actually going there. It's called New Routes. Ever heard of Porter Airlines? Probably not. It's a small regional service in Canada, but it has great service and just launched a route between Toronto and Washington, D.C. They also have seasonal service to Mont Tremblant, Myrtle Beach, and Burlington, Vermont. And the best thing of all, it flies into Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport instead of Pearson, which gets you much closer to the city center. In Mexico's Baja Peninsula, the town of Loreto is only accessible by limited service on Alaskan Airlines. But a new resort there has partnered up with CalJet Air to offer weekly charter flights from Los Angeles. And there's one of the coolest seasonal routes out there. Iceland Air flies from Minneapolis-St. Paul, Washington, D.C., Orlando, Halifax, and Toronto. Where do they go? You guessed it, Iceland. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more. ABC Tonight. It's a night of dance and romance.
Emily!
First, it's down to dancing's final four. Their last chance before the season finale.
There's no room for mistakes.
Dancing with the Stars live. Then, fall in love again. The single mom who captured America's heart on The Bachelor is back.
I don't know what I did to deserve all these great guys.
You're Emily.
The Bachelorette season premiere. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 central.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, talking about pretty much everything and anything that may have happened over the weekend or that may impact you today for conversational purposes. Roger Clemens, chief accuser, expected to testify today against him. This is
going to change his story, too. So far, the prosecution's witnesses haven't been doing a great job.
No, I don't think Clemens is going down the river on this one.
Nah.
He may
spend all of his money and go broke.
Yeah. And that's one of the things about our system.
It's a load. Loser should pay.
Right. And under the circumstances now. Right. Everybody, you accuse somebody of doing something, this puts the kibosh on all the litigation or a lot of it. Because when you find out you're going to pay if you lose, and then... Yeah, it cuts the number in half.
Tort reform, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. One of the questions, speaking of lawyers and trials and stuff, there's a very informed debate floating around about juries and whether or not they ought to be anonymous. 800-510-8255. Huh. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. What about this?
How would they do that?
Well,
I got an idea.
Try
this on for size.
Okay.
On one side of the wall, you have your prosecution and your defense teams and the people who are alleged. And then on the other side of the wall, just like the dating game, you have your jury.
Yeah.
And they sit over there behind the wall with, like, the big colored flowers and everything like that. You have your judge with the big speaker, with the big microphone. And they just kind of announce the whole thing. And then the jury gets announced at the end of the thing, and they get to say whether they picked the jury or not.
Yeah?
What do you think?
Think that works?
It could be the dating game.
I think it should be, let's make a deal. That's a better game for this.
All of them have to dress up. I like it.
Yeah, let's make a deal.
Which one of the jurors has an egg and a penny in their purse?
Well, on a serious note, it's become more common in some of these highly publicized criminal trials for courts to withhold the names of the jurors, and this protects them and their families. Supporters of the practice say it increases the likelihood of selecting an impartial jury and getting a fair verdict because the jurors' fears of being harassed by the media are greatly reduced. That's one side. Critics say, on the other side, that an anonymous jury gets a subtle message from the court that the defendant is a dangerous person, thus the defendant's right to presumption of innocence is threatened. What do you think of that argument?
Hit me with that again.
The anonymous jury, in that circumstance, if they are saying to you, we're going to keep your names private,
right,
because this is a dangerous man, the defendant is a bad guy,
right,
before the trial begins. So in this way, the defendant's right to being presumed innocent has gone out the window. They add that the jury anonymity issue damages press coverage of trials, and biases could stay hidden because reporters don't have the chance to get to juries after they have rendered their verdicts.
Jury intimidation is a problem in some
cases.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. A lot, as a matter of fact.
You start taking out these MS-13 guys and stuff like that,
right,
they're looking for the jurors' families.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-510-8255. California Governor Jerry Brown.
Uh-oh. Your friend.
Elected friend. No, I'm
being a Californian.
Well, he came to me when he started doing a talk radio program.
That's right.
How to do it. Anyway.
How'd that work out for him?
What, the talk show stuff?
Yeah.
He
did all right, actually.
Some visibility. It wasn't bad, actually. So now he's having to deal with this chronic problem that California has. I gave you an example.
Being broke?
Well, they are so interested. And this is a lesson for municipalities all around the country, it seems to me, who are just overspending. Municipalities, states, the federal government, everybody overspends. And at some point, you have to stop. Or you keep trying to reach out for money. People don't have the money. How do you do this? The state of California announcing a big shortfall in budget. So now what happens? $16 billion shortfall. It was $9 billion last month or 2 months ago. Now it's $16. So the education system, right for the throat of that. But they've indicted themselves because the education system is so bad, especially in the big cities in California. People say, we have to spend more money. Why do you have to spend more money? The state of California and the county of Los Angeles have been embroiled in a suit against a teacher in the Los Angeles school system. You've heard this very high visibility case, a guy molesting students and another guy spreading sperm, or I mean this kind of stuff. And the teachers union protects this guy. So they have to go all out, spend a lot of money to get this guy out. And there are a dozen cases in Los Angeles, dozens more around California. This is only one example. Maybe it isn't the strongest example. There are lots of abuses, things that have been agreed to by politicians and bureaucrats that just plain flat out are not in your best interest. And they keep doing this, keep spending the money, and you keep paying. The sales tax, way up. It's the most expensive in the country. California sales tax, most expensive in the country. All the taxes there, income, everything. So what do you do in California? Is just an example. What are you doing in your state? What are you doing in your town or city, in your county, to declare an end to all of this spending that you have no say over? Referenda questions for everybody, it seems to me. People say, well, that obfuscates the role of the legitimate legislative body. Like, I'm a member of the town meeting in Framingham. That's the legitimate legislative body. Everybody can come talk, though. Same thing in the state, right? You have elected representatives. Are they getting the job done? You want to be heard? Go find out what your issue is, when it's going to be heard before the proper committee, and speak. That's what it's all about. But people don't do it because they're too busy doing what? Some people are working hard. Some people are watching football or baseball games, and they don't want to be bothered. Let somebody else do it. Well, that's why we have the problem that we do. That's simple. Pretty simple. Right. A lot of court news as we begin the new week. There's a lady named Patricia Immendorf. Richie?
Okay. I don't know her.
Patricia Immendorf, or you can really be happy that you don't know her.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. She was put on meds after she was found threatening violence to two Tampa radio personalities.
Uh-oh.
She was on meds and seemed to calm down. I mean, she'd phone in the request line and call 40, 50,
sure,
60 times a day.
I probably, if it isn't her, I know her friends well.
Yeah. Phone in request.
All the time, yeah.
And these guys would ignore her.
Right, sure.
So she started, instead of calling her 40 or 50 times a day, she called hundreds,
yeah,
of times.
We've had them.
And because they wouldn't do what she wanted them to do, she left messages saying she would kill them.
Uh-oh.
And do unimaginable things to their families. She's from Dunedin, which is on the panhandle, Florida. And apparently she's been doing this for years. And it got the attention of the authorities. Last week, she pled guilty to two counts of aggravated stalking and will be required to move away from the community once she's completed her jail time. She can't live within 90 miles of any radio station that belongs to this company.
Wow.
Which means she can't. They have stations in Orlando, Miami, and Jacksonville. So she basically has to move out of Florida as part of the judge's sentence. And that won't be carried out until she gets out of jail. Doesn't say how much jail time she got for threatening the lives. She left, you know, these request lines are all recorded.
Yeah.
Right? Call the request line. Leave your request. And so you do. And in this case, she was so upset with these guys, she threatened their lives and the lives of their family. So is that appropriate to send her to jail and make her move? Yeah. Very inappropriate to pull a stunt like that.
We had a situation like that. I know you remember this guy who we had calling in hundreds and hundreds of times and physically threatening the person who would answer the phone.
Yeah.
And because we are a national program,
mm-hmm,
the local municipalities could not get involved. You know, we're based here in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., and this guy was calling from New York.
Yeah.
Well, the local New York guys wouldn't want to get involved, so we call the feds. The feds is just like, there's nothing we can do.
Right.
And but the feds were nice enough to call the man, because we had his phone number, and just say, you need to stop this. And after a couple of calls, he finally did. But there's a sickness out there, and people are attached to this. And
right. Yeah.
Get it all the time.
Really?
All the time.
People get very close. It becomes, in point of fact, we're part of your family. For a lot of people, anyway.
And for 99.999% of it, it's great. We're all friends. But every now and then, you get one person who's just not clicking on all cylinders.
Right. Yep. And thus, we have people who are just... They're so warped because they're so needy. They want that connection, right? If you don't play my song, I'm going to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 800-510-8255. You're listening to the Good Day wrap-up of what's going on conversationally, 15 before the hour.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant David Key, 7th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
I was 3 days there, and I'm walking along the ridge, and, well, for some stupid reason, I got up on the ridge itself, and I was walking along on that ridge, and all of a sudden, they started to open up on me. I think it must have been tank rounds, 76 millimeter or something like that, and I dove right into a whole bunch of razor wire, got back over the edge, and went down to the aid station. So I got down there, and everything was so ripped up. He said to me, well, you want me to write you up for Purple Heart? I said, are you crazy? I've been here 3 days, and I get out of it like this. I'm going to be here probably a year. There's no way in the world I'm going to get a Purple Heart for this.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
800-510-8255. Richie and I talking about the passing of Mr. Shelby. The cars that were designed by him made a dramatic impact on certainly a generation or more.
The guy
of
who
car
just
lovers
emailed me about the death of Carol Shelby. He was 89 years old.
Oh, wow.
My reply to him was, he sure put his stamp on America.
Yeah. He did.
I mean,
those Shelby GTs that we all saw, the Mustang,
the Shelby Cobra, the Shelby Mustang, the GT350, yeah. The GT500. I mean, it's Americana.
Yeah. Well, the car business, we don't seem to have that kind of, there's nothing really about the car business, the cars that are made in America anymore that... Is there anything
you mean the
like
muscle
that
car
around?
Industry?
Yeah, well, it is, yeah, I guess, yeah, you call
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. The muscle car industry is strong right
is
now.
Is it?
And as a matter of fact, Shelby Mustangs have made a comeback. He started designing some of the Mustangs for Shelby, and Ford has the Boss Mustang that brought that back, and it's a mean car, man.
Really?
Dodge has the Challenger, or the Cuda, not the Cuda, the Challenger. So, and the Camaro's a mean car, so yeah.
They stopped making the Ford Crown Victoria, so no more police cars that are big like that.
Right.
So I asked the local police what they were going to do, because Dodge is working hard to get that business, but they apparently have too much power in their engines. The police don't want the typical police cruiser to have, the local police cruiser to have that kind of power.
Why?
Because they don't think they need it. So I think the car has too much power. Is it going to go with a Ford, those Focus wagons? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
It's a police cruiser. It's actually causing quite a bit of a problem with the police car community.
The Taurus.
Yeah. They're not the Taurus. What do they call it? Focus? Is that it?
It's a Fusion. The Focus
Fusion.
Is the little one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of focus on your life and technology. Wow, a lot of news from the technology sector this week as we begin. Facebook story at DougSteffen.com. Richie, causing a decline in texting, and that's taking a big bite out of carriers like AT&T and T-Mobile, who are making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
It costs them nothing, and they make zillions of dollars off of it.
Well, now the Facebook world is changing all of that. You want to see how much? Check it out at DougSteffen.com. Shelley Palmer is here every day at this time with some interesting stories. The Yahoo CEO stepping down. Some big changes at Yahoo. He reports on that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
ABC Tonight. It's a night of dance and romance. First, it's down to dancing's final four. Their last chance before the season finale.
There's no room for mistakes.
Dancing with the Stars live. Then, fall in love again. The single mom who captured America's heart on The Bachelor is back.
I don't know what I did to deserve all these great guys.
You're Emily.
The Bachelorette season premiere. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, there are some big changes at Yahoo in what can only be described as a stunning victory for Dan Loeb and his hedge fund Third Point. Scott Johnson will resign as Yahoo's CEO, and three of Mr. Loeb's hand-picked directors will join Yahoo's board. Although the official announcement will say that Mr. Johnson is leaving for personal reasons, Loeb has been pressuring Yahoo to fire Johnson for quite some time. Just this past week, Yahoo gave in after Loeb publicized his suspicions that Thompson had fudged his resume by adding a computer science degree that he did not earn. The phony document was filed by Yahoo with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is serious stuff. Thompson's squirrely explanations of the gaffe tied Yahoo's hands. What will happen now? Ross Levinson, Yahoo's current EVP and head of global media, will become interim CEO, and Third Point's new directors will take their seats. How will this affect Yahoo? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, chew on this for a while. Okay. A town in New Jersey banning texting while walking. Fort Lee, which is just across the bridge from New York, the police there began issuing $85 tickets to pedestrians caught texting while walking over the weekend. The police chief there says the town has suffered 3 fatal pedestrian-involved accidents.
Yep.
It's a big distraction. Pedestrians are not watching where they're going. They're not aware of what they're doing.
When they're crossing the street?
Yep. He hopes this will make his town safer. How many of you think that's a good idea? Something to talk about. Doug at DougStephan.com is the email address. 59-
Introducing.